Welcome to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. My name is Nicole Krohn. I am co-CEO of our company along with my biz bestie, Kayla Pilecki. Together, we replaced our full-time salaries with our online business, and now we show women from around the globe how to do the same thing. I am a teacher of neuro-linguistic programming, online business, and a huge lover of all things manifestation, spirituality, and energetics. If you came to this podcast because you're looking to exit your 9-to-5 to start and grow and expand your online business, then you've arrived to the right place. In our first 3 years, we became a 7-figure company, and we've supported over 1,000 women through our signature programs, Align CEO Method and Align Business School. Here on TGIM, I support you with your mindset, money, motivation, energetic upgrades, and all things online business. My desire is that from listening to these episodes, you're motivated to start that side hustle, begin the podcast, write the book, and quit that soul-sucking office job you don't love anyway. I am here to show you every step of the way. We've heard from so many that our podcast is binge-worthy material, and so we trust you'll feel the same way. Leave it to me to provide you with all of the vision expansion tools, confidence, and a dose of humor that you need to attract the people, places, experiences, and things in your life that you desire. Thank you for listening to our show, and now let's get into the good stuff. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to My Aligned Purpose Podcast. I am your host, Nicole Krohn, and welcome to season 7. I have a feeling, and typically when I have a feeling, it's right, that season 7 is going to be the best season of the podcast yet. We have incredible shows lined up for you, topics that you've been asking for, topics that you don't typically hear on other podcasts in the business world. We're going to be really adding so much more of our love of manifestation and neuro-linguistic programming, spirituality infused into your business, the chakra system, the universal laws, you name it. We are going to be adding so much more of that content into season 7. I was reflecting back on when I started this podcast 4 years ago. Yes, today is the 4th birthday of My Aligned Purpose Podcast. I started this podcast March 25th, 2020, to be exact. I released the very first episode on my birthday, and we were exactly 1 week into a global pandemic. And when I think back to that time, it literally feels like worlds ago. And it also feels like yesterday. But if I really had to choose which one it feels more, it really does feel like it was over a decade ago, because so much has happened in my life in that time, from starting this podcast until now in only 4 years. Oh my gosh, I have moved 3 different times. I ended a relationship I didn't end the relationship. I was in a relationship and my ex-partner ended it, and it cracked me open the summer of 2020. I dove deep into healing myself, like really, truly healing myself. I talked to counselors and astrologers and mediums and psychics, and I had every type of body work done. I did breath work, EFT tapping. I was having acupuncture, massage, cranial sacral, anything and everything to shift up and shake the energy in both my mind and body, because I knew I was made for more. And when we started My Aligned Purpose, the business, which came after this podcast, we started that business in June, and at that same time is when my ex-partner ended our relationship. And so I hit what Gay Hendricks talks about in his book, The Big Leap. I hit my upper limit, but this time I was able to recognize it and become aware of it. June of 2020, I had made the most money in my business, in my life, on my own as a contract coach. Kayla and I starting our business. I was also book coaching for another company at the time, and I was an associate coach for somebody else at the time. And so those 3 roles of coaching and course creating in June of 2020, I had made more that month than I did in 3 months of teaching, and it was mind-blowing to me. Mind-blowing. And then my relationship ended. So I really hit this upper limit of, can I really have it all? Am I really made for more? Do I get to have everything in this life that I desire to have? And the answer is yes. The answer is absolutely yes. You can manifest more than one thing at a time. You are worthy of it all. You get to live this really big, juicy life that you're craving. The only thing stopping you and getting in your way is you. Again, back to when I started this podcast, it was March of 2020. I got off track there because I was talking about what all had happened, but oh my gosh, I only just got to June where we started My Aligned Purpose, the company. I had moved. I met my now husband, Jeff, in late fall of 2020. I went to go stay with my sister for a couple of months. My parents started coming out quite frequently and spending more time, which was awesome. Jeff and I hit it off right away. He moved in and we were engaged like 6 months later. I've been married. We've been on our honeymoon. I've done so much traveling. We have expanded My Aligned Purpose above and beyond anything I could have ever have imagined. And there's just been so many incredible opportunities to both learn and unlearn in the last 4 years. And when I started the podcast, again, it was before My Aligned Purpose, the business, I knew Kayla. I started the podcast in March and Kayla and I had just started coaching one another. We decided that every single Monday we would meet at 9 a.m. and we would be each other's biz besties. We weren't calling each other that at the time. It wasn't even a concept because I did not identify as a business owner in March of 2020. It took me actually quite some time to go from I'm a coach in My Aligned Purpose to I'm a business owner to I'm a CEO to I'm a CEO and a mindset and business coach. Like that journey has, yeah, it's been interesting and it's not always been easy. But again, I know that I'm worthy and deserving and capable of having everything I want in this life. And so that even means being okay with claiming that, yeah, I am the CEO, co-CEO of a seven-figure company that I built myself. Like sometimes that's just so crazy to me. Now, if we flash back again, 4 years ago, I started this podcast because I didn't have a business yet and because I wasn't identifying as a business owner and I was barely even a coach at the time. I had just started coaching. Kayla and I were coaching one another. I was really into manifestation though, and I was really into yoga and really into spirituality. And so I thought, I want an outlet to talk about those things. I did not know the world was going to shut down. I did not know everybody was going to turn to the internet. It was really the most divine timing to start a podcast because everybody had so much extra time on their hands. So when I released this podcast, because of my years of traveling around the world, I've got friends and networks everywhere. And it was just so awesome for people to start to tune in. And they were like, I'm listening from Australia and I'm listening from throughout the States. I'm listening from Europe. I'm listening from Bali. I'm listening from Nova Scotia. It was so cool. And again, I had no limitation on myself for where this podcast could go because I didn't have any pressure. I was like, I just want to talk about what feels easy for me to talk about. And then over the years, this podcast has had its journey of there was a season where there were a lot of guests and some of them were really awesome. And some of them were, we had to remove the shows. Like it wasn't the right conversation. It wasn't the right fit for the energy that we want to bring. And then I made a commitment to make sure that I was doing episode every Monday. And that's when TGIM came to be. And that segment, my gosh, I've been doing a Monday every single week for about pretty much 4 years. And then it was just last year that Kayla and I decided we want to have a segment on the podcast called Biz Besties because at the time we were playing around with, do we keep our membership, the collective, which used to be Coffee Club, and we wanted a way to continue to connect with our audience, but we wanted it to be more on our time and on our terms. We wanted to have the conversations about what it's like to really, truly grow business with somebody else and to be 50-50 and to have your own individual lives, but a shared common goal for freedom. We want to talk about the things that we help and see within our coaching clients. We want to talk about the different things that we're passionate about and who we are as individuals and who we are together as business partners. So we thought, okay, Business Besties will be a really cool idea. And it took off. It took off. People started again, like over the years, the evolution, people were telling us that they were listening from different countries and different continents and tuning in and which episodes were their favorite. And so naturally, we're just going to keep going. TGIM is such a good opportunity for me to really go deep into the woo-woo spirituality, NLP, manifestation, astrology, human design, all of that stuff. I'm passionate about all those things and I want to talk more about them. And Biz Besties is that opportunity for Kayla and I to continue to come together and share behind the scenes what it's like to grow this business and coach our clients and do this thing. And along the way, I think I personally pulled back a little bit from talking so much about manifestation and those types of things because I am also equally passionate about talking about business. Now, the thing is, I like to talk about business through the lens of manifestation or neurolinguistic programming, though through the lens of the subconscious mind. And I just wasn't sure if people were getting it or if it was interesting. But what I realize is it's interesting to me. And this podcast has been successful from day one because I've talked about what's interesting to me. So I want to come back to that. I hope that you're really excited for season 7. And again, today, what I want to touch on beyond celebrating, wow, it's been 4 years. If you're listening, know that you can start something today too. There is that saying the best time to start something is 10 years ago and the next best time to start is today. I could say the same thing about a podcast. I do think the best time to start was 4 years ago when the whole entire world turned to the internet. But if you didn't get to start then start today. You do not know what's going to happen. Time is passing anyway. You need to go after your dreams. And what I want to talk about and touch on is those of you that know you're made for more. You just know you're made for more and you're unsure of why you can't get there. Or maybe you are sure. Maybe you're like, I keep holding myself back. I keep doubting myself. I keep letting self-sabotage take over. I keep procrastinating. I keep trying to make it perfect. I know that you each have your stories in your head. My classic story is I compare myself to others. And so I have to be really cognizant and aware of when I am on social media, because that's where it can obviously happen for me the most. And I have seasons where I feel really good about my awareness around, am I scrolling? Am I here to consume or am I here to create? And other seasons, I'm like, whoa, I'm really in it. And then I like lift my head and remember, oh yeah, I'm trying to compare my story, my game, my business to somebody else's. And it just doesn't make sense. I've heard people talk about this before, the power that lies within recognizing your business is, if you look at it like a game, so that you can bring a little bit more fun into it, but also remember that it's your game that you're playing. Nobody else is playing your exact game. They're playing their own game. They have their own players. They have their own rules. And you listening and myself as well, I have my own game and I'm playing it and I have my own rules and I have my own players. And when I can stay focused on that, when I can remember the grass is greener where you water it, the grass isn't greener on the other side, the grass is greener where you water it. When I can remember that, when I can remember that I get to follow those little nudges that come up for me, then business is going to be easy. Business is going to be fun. Business is going to be aligned, where people get tripped up in all those other things in comparison, imperfection compared to what? Somebody else's work, your past work. The perfection comes from somewhere. The procrastinating, it's probably because you're wasting time. And oftentimes it's people wasting time consuming other people's content. When you get caught up in those things, the self-sabotage, who are you? But you're telling yourself somebody else can do it. So again, I think everything starts to come back to comparison. You're either comparing yourself to somebody else, somebody else's game, somebody else's player, or you're comparing yourself to past you, which you've outgrown her and you can learn something new. And we're going to talk about that in a second. So when you stop that, when you stop doing all of that, when you say, okay, what's the idea that I got? What is the thing that I want to do? And even if you're like, but I don't know how to do the thing I want to do, as long as you continue to answer for yourself, what is it that I want? Why is it that I want it? You will always figure out the how. Always. And you don't have to figure out the how by disregarding the answer that comes to yourself and thinking, but somebody else didn't grow their business that way, so how is it going to work for me? Or I saw her try this way and she failed, so I don't want to try it that way and fail. You have to listen to that voice within, that nudge within that is telling you to do the thing. When I think back to starting this podcast, it came from such a place of trusting that something within me knew, like it knew at my core, that this podcast would be one of my gifts to the world. Now, who gets to decide what my gift to the world is? Me. Nobody is going to hand me an award from the gods, the heavens above, and say, this is your gift to the world. I say it's your gift to the world. No, you get to claim what your gift to the world is. And you know it because you hear about it, you think about it, you question about it, you dream about it, what you care about, what would be super fun. $10 million is going out to every single listener who can tell me what they want to do if they had all the money in the world. You would all have an answer because you all know what you like to do. You're just scared. You're scared that it won't work. You're scared other people won't buy it. You're scared it's already been done. You're scared it won't get done. You have fears. And again, you are placing those fears on yourself. Nobody else can place a fear on you. Other people can show you ways that they failed. They can be critical. They can have their say. But again, they can't tell you how to feel. Only you can feel your fear around your business, around your failure, around you're not good enough. What do you have to do then? This is my question. It's a coaching question. What do you have to do knowing that nobody can run on the treadmill for you and nobody can feel excited and passionate and secure about starting your business for you? So what do you need to do to say, I know what that voice is. I know what it is that I want. Here's how I'm going to go do it. And knowing that the podcast was my gift to the world and knowing that I would figure it out, I didn't know how many people it would reach. I didn't know how many people would listen to the first episode, the second, the 100th, the 200th, the 300th episode. I did not know. I did not know how it would become a business for me. I didn't know how many people it would end up reaching. I didn't start the podcast because I knew the outcome. And I need you to know that you're never going to know the outcome when you start something. If you do, it's super predictable and you would have done it already. So for those of you listening that are getting all caught up in your head about what it is that you want to do and what lights you up and on all of that, like thinking that you can't manifest a business or you can't manifest a way to make money that lights you up, you can. You absolutely can. If I can do it, you can do it. I don't know how many times I have to tell people, I do not have a gift that you don't have. We all have our intuition, we all have our sense of self, we all have this inner knowing, we all have desires, we all want to have lots of freedom to choose what we want to do, who we want to hang out with, where we want to do that. We all want those things and we all get to have them. Okay, anyways, back to the whole beginning of this podcast where I was celebrating at season 7. I think it's going to be the best season yet. Let me reframe that. I know it's going to be the best season yet, and all of the fun conversations that we're going to have solo on TGIM, all the amazing duo conversations Kayla and I are going to bring to the show together. And then of course, we've got a lineup of some amazing guests. Some of them I've never had the opportunity yet to meet in real life, and some that I've been on their podcast. And yeah, it's really cool. We are really going to blow you away in season 7. We want you to know that minimum 2, maybe 3 times a week, you have the opportunity to put your headphones in, turn to the My Aligned Purpose podcast, and hear something that is going to teach you something new, hopefully make you laugh a little, hopefully make you have a slight bit more awareness of who you are and what you want, and introduce you to new incredible women from around the world. That really is the intention for season 7. And I'm just so excited you're here, that you're listening. It's when you're listening to this, if you listen to it the day it's released, it's Monday, March 25th, like I was saying at the beginning. And we are in New York City. I myself have never been here before. Kayla's been quite a bit. She grew up in Ontario, just over the border. So she's been quite a bit, but not in some time. And this is our second big trip together, which is really fun. Like our second trip that we've taken on an airplane together, because we've done some road trips. But yeah, I feel really grateful to be here. Sometimes it feels surreal. I'm like, holy moly. I have pictures of my vision board from 2018. When I had just moved to Victoria like 6 months prior. And what I wanted in 2018 for my life, it seems so small to me now. It seems like such a small life. I'm like, oh, that was a big deal to me. Those things that I put on my vision board and on my goals list for 2018, those were like, wow, if I accomplish these, I'm going to feel like I can conquer the world, like I've met all my goals. And now I look at them, I'm like, oh, I definitely surpassed many of them, and a lot of them I would never want anymore. Goals that just don't feel exciting to me. And so again, another reminder for all of you listening, you get to do stuff because it lights you up, and sometimes business will be boring for sure. And sometimes your relationship might be boring, and sometimes where you live might seem boring. And boring is just a short-term feeling. So if business is feeling boring for too long, or that relationship is, or that town you're living in and you can never seem to find fun, you can never seem to find anything that lights you up, you got to put it down and you got to move towards what feels fun now. Look for the fun. We're going to bring you lots of fun. We're going to teach you how to access fun this year. This season is so good. And make sure that you stick around, because later this week, we'll be back with Biz Besties. And I also just want to remind you that season 7 is celebrating the birthday of the podcast, but the way we celebrate the birthday of the business, My Aligned Purpose, every year we celebrate our birthday with a retreat, and this is our annual aligned retreat. It has nothing to do with business. So if you're listening, I need you to know that. Everyone is welcome. Those of you that are local, get booked in. Let's spend the weekend together. Those of you that live far away, book your flight. We have people flying in from Los Angeles, Ohio, the Netherlands, New Zealand, the East Coast, Northern Canada. Let's go. That's how we celebrate this community, this amazing community of global women who are just the most amazing cheerleaders to one another. We celebrate by retreating, by relaxing, by eating yummy food, by being seen and being heard and being felt, and deep conversations and somatic practices that get us into our body and out of our head. And we release those limiting beliefs, and everybody just leaves on Sunday like the butterfly. You come in the worm on Friday, you cocoon on Saturday, and Sunday you emerge that butterfly. Wow, I've never described the retreat that way. That's maybe how I have to start talking about it. Do you feel like a worm? Do you want to emerge out of your cocoon? Come retreat with us. Anyways, this year it is happening at the Oak Bay Beach Hotel, which is a resort here in Victoria on Lower Vancouver Island, British Columbia. And the retreat is a 3-day event, Friday, May 31st, Saturday, June 1st, Sunday, June 2nd. We have a theme to our retreat, and it is Escape, Embody, Evolve. That has always been our theme. And we have different facilitators, and we've got repeat facilitators, and we have incredible surprises and delights planned. If you did not get your ticket yet, make sure that you look in the show notes. There is a code for you to save some money. We can't wait to host you, meet you in real life. You can come on your own if you really want to push yourself outside of your comfort zone and meet new people. And if you want to bring your sister or your cousin or one of your girlfriends or your mom or something like that, that's all welcome and available too. All women are welcome. You don't have to be a client. You do not have to be a business owner. You have to be a woman who wants a weekend around other women, retreating and doing all of life's glorious things like snacking, laughing, crying, storytelling, connecting. Does it sound better? I don't think it does. Come join us. All right, I'm signing off for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of TGIM. I'm so excited you're here. We're in season 7. Let's go. I love you all.